And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday. Friday, December the 5th. I know I'm falling apart here. Friday, December the 5th, 2025. First Friday in the month of December, 12/5/25. You're tuned into the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Hopefully we'll be joined by Pastor Whitaker here in just a few minutes. I know this is a busy time of year for him with the holiday season in full bloom. Matt, we have you here, but the fruitcake toss is coming up on December the 11th, 7 p.m. We'll have Buckeye Donuts from the famous Buckeye Donut in Columbus, Ohio, thanks to the Industrial Channel. People put in to the fruitcake toss so far: Chip, Bob Walsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Wesleyan Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, the president of the Y-Men, Miranda McGinnis, Mayor Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the fire department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Prater, or Parker, excuse me, Tara Dyer, the Salvation Army bell ringer, Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Rob Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin from the homeless shelter, and we will have a tree being given to us by the Y Men. That will be the 70 feet marker, and if somebody hits the tree with the fruitcake, they will get some kind of a special prize. Now, Bob Welsh is bringing in, I believe, plaques for the fruitcake champion and also the junior league fruitcake champion that night. So it's going to be a big night, December the 11th, 7 p.m. right here on WGH Talk. And we'll probably all sing. And word is that we'll have the Buckeye Donuts, which are delicious. And hot chocolate is, I don't know, iffy at this point. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I mean, I think that, you never asked for hot chocolate.
I don't want to get into that. We'll save that for noon.
Oh, well, I mean, I think the fruitcake toss is going to be good without, even if
you know, Chip needs a ride. I forgot about that. Chip does need a ride. He lives, I think, over in the apartments behind, is it Taco Bell over here on Delaware Avenue?
I don't know.
He's not that far away.
There's a lot of Taco Bells. I think we got three of them in town.
Yeah, no, it's the one on Delaware Avenue. I think it's those apartments behind there. I think that's where he is.
I didn't know there were apartments back there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where he is. I'll have to figure it out. Chip's got a lot of free time now since he retired from Kroger South.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that's what you want in your retirement.
Most popular employee there for the longest time.
Well, I can imagine. He was there a while, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
I think close to 20 years or something like that.
That's pretty good.
Good guy. Good guy. So this holiday season, what are you excited about? 5 days into it. December.
I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for the fruitcake toss. That's going to be good. But
I'm excited to see if somebody actually hits the tree.
I think it'd be interesting if somebody hits the tree.
I just don't know, though. So few people throw it 70 feet.
I guess it depends on how wide the tree is.
Well, number one, it's dark. Although we do have light out there, a little bit of light. And it's going to be, I believe, and apparently this tree is going to have ornaments and what else did we regard? It was ornaments and candy canes. Ornaments and candy canes. And whatever else anybody wants to bring. And it might be a fundraiser for the Salvation Army, since we might have a Salvation Army bell ringer out there.
Well, I think that's going to be interesting. I mean, the event's certainly growing.
Well, and it's adding things. I mean, somebody's going to have to videotape this thing this year, because if somebody actually hits the tree, that's an event in and of itself. You know, nobody ever nominated Buckeye Guy. He was in it last year. He came.
Yeah, that's right, he did. I introduced my mom to Buckeye Guy.
Right.
Yes.
Now, and you didn't nominate him, and he even showed up last year.
I don't have any way to get in contact with Buckeye Guy.
Yes, you do. Don't you have his card?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. I know I have cards. I don't know who's all cards.
Guess what? I have a connection with Buckeye Guy. If you would like me to invite him.
I got Ben Weber.
Oh, did you invite him?
No, but I got his card. Yeah, I do have Buckeye Guy.
All right. Are you nominating the Buckeye Guy?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Are you nominating Ben Weber since you brought his name up?
Yeah, I can.
Listen, nomination. You can nominate. We don't put a price on the nominations.
Yeah, I know, but like, I've nominated like 8 people. All
well,
of a
now
sudden.
You got them. But nobody's. I don't think anybody's committed on your list. Is the problem?
Well, I see. I just started inviting people. You see, that's the issue. I should have invited them. Like, I don't know. Whenever I nominated.
Well, maybe by tonight we'll have some confirmations. So now you got Ben Weber and Buckeye Guy on the list.
Yep. Now I gotta keep these cards out so I can send them messages.
Well, they have emails, right?
There is not an email on this card.
But you can text him, right? He's got his number
there. Yeah, there's a number on there. And there is an email on this one.
Well, you can text him too, right?
Yep.
Are you emailing or texting these people?
Well, if I don't have their phone number, I'm emailing them. Like, I'm emailing Vivek Ramaswamy's press people. I'm going to email Governor DeWine's press people. I'm going to email Alison Russo's press people.
What about Heather Hill?
I mean, you probably get the contact with her on...
You want me to let Heather Hill know?
I mean, you can. I mean, I was going to message her on Facebook.
Yeah, do that. Do that. That way it comes from you.
Okay.
I don't like to nominate anybody being the host. I feel that's a little hinky. Ralph Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff.
I assume I can get in contact with those three on Facebook as well.
Right, and they all
have... the worst, they have phone numbers on public info.
So you're going to get all them.
Yep.
Buckeye Guy, you got his email, and Ben Weber, you got his phone number.
Yep.
So you got it all.
Yep.
All right, we'll see if we get any... Before this program's up today, we'll see if... Hey, nobody's nominated the I don't know if she's bringing hot chocolate or not. She sent a whole bunch of angry messages there, and to be honest,
well, I don't think anybody knows who it is. Well, I mean, I'm sure.
I don't want to say the name.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Because then it comes off rude if you say the name, and I don't want to be rude.
All right, go ahead and go. You don't have to read it out loud, but I want to make sure that sounds good. I'm talking right now.
Okay.
I'm having Scott verify that this email is good. I think it looks pretty good, but we're gonna double check it. But yeah, so I think I've nominated a significant number of people at this point. I don't know how many of them will be able to I guess, make it, but we're hoping for the majority of them at the very least. I'm sure the local people will be there at the very least, the majority of them. I don't know if Heather Hill's going to have anything going on, but she's come here before on multiple occasions, I do believe, at the very least one time. She went to Mary Ellen's birthday as well, so I'm sure that there's a decent chance that she comes. Same thing with Alison Russo at Mary Ellen's birthday. I think that there's a decent chance that she comes. So I think it's gonna end up being pretty good as far as the number of participants goes.
It looks good. You just did not have a period after throw, and you had throw and it together.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but that's good. So now just copy that and start sending it out.
That's the game plan.
And we'll see what's going on. Because I think this is going to be the biggest fruitcake toss ever.
Well, I mean, it's certainly aiming up to be that way.
Oh, you know what? I just think if somebody hits that tree, that's going to be the... that's like a home run in baseball or a grand slam.
All right, the first email is out.
First email is out.
Yep.
To who?
Vivek.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yep. So now I got to get the wine.
I don't think we've ever had a billionaire... In the fruitcake toss.
I don't think I'm getting in contact. Oh, wait, Vivek's a billionaire. Isn't that right? Look at that. That'll be good.
I don't know. I think that's interesting. All right. Go ahead, caller.
The peanut push is mañana.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
I talked with someone that knows quite a bit about that, Mr. Peanut himself.
And oh,
he's going to be giving you a call sometime before Thursday, and I'll kind of leave it at that.
Oh, well, that's kind of mysterious. Is there a reason he's going to call before Thursday?
Well, he wanted to talk with you and discuss the fruitcake toss.
Oh, he doesn't know about the fruitcake toss?
Oh, he knows about it. He was there for the first one.
Oh, yeah, I think he was. I think you're right.
Yeah. So it's It's just something that needs to be discussed between you two, okay?
I think I know what this is about. I'm pretty sure
you're probably right, but yeah. A little bit of ironing out. So, you know what it is. So hopefully he can be there. Because I asked him to be on camera and interview some of the tossers and that. So, but I told him, I said, hey, if you don't want to, for whatever reason, it's perfectly okay.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Let him know, if you happen to talk to him again, we can refer to him as Mr. Peanut. We don't even have to say the name.
Yeah. I caught him. He's on a day trip. He's up at Frankenmuth. Looking at Christmas ornaments.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
But what I'm going to try to do is see if I can maybe, if Andrew Carter is great as an interviewer, and that, you're going to be too busy doing stuff, right, to be able to be on camera and go around and interview people? Have you do it.
Well, I could probably do it, because I imagine during the event you will be videotaping or taking pictures of the event. So before the event, aside from doing a mic check, if that goes well, I'd probably be able to do some of that.
Yes. Something so that we can make it look like it's a news story that you would see on television.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, though, if you wanted to get somebody, though, I'm trying to think of some people who would be very good at that. I mean, not that these people wouldn't that you're bringing up, but Bob Bender might be very good at that.
Well, if you can get a hold of Bob Bender, has he participated in the past?
He has not, but there's a good chance that he's going to be here, because he's one of the Upper Crust Society people, and I'm just waiting for a confirmation on the time with him. But he would be somebody.
When you talk with him, you've got my number. Have him give me a call, and we can kind of figure out how to do it.
I will do that.
Well executed.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, we can call that person Mr. Peanut. All right, 7-4, what? I didn't read the response. I was doing about 10 things hosting this show and doing other things.
I have already gotten a response from Vivek.
See, I knew you. Well, here we go. Get ready from the billionaire.
Hi, Matthew. I believe our campaign manager responded to one of your colleagues with our regrets. Unfortunately, Vivek has previously scheduled events in other parts of Ohio that day and is not available to attend, but we certainly appreciate the invitation and opportunity to participate. Thank you.
Well, I wonder who was the colleague.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. I thought I would be.
You nominated
him.
I bet it was Christian.
You think Christian reached out to him?
Well, because Christian nominated Acton. Was he here when you nominated Ramaswamy?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not then. Maybe it was Bob.
Well, apparently somebody reached out.
Whatever.
To him, I guess.
So Vivek is not coming.
Vivek is not coming.
But he wanted to come.
I guess.
That's what I understand.
So the email says.
Okay.
I mean,
I'll go along with that.
I can't verify, but so the email says.
And you can't. You should just call Mike DeWine.
Just call up Mike DeWine.
No, you call the State House. I'm sure they have enough. I think you're going to have trouble.
Well, no, I'm already filling out this whole thing.
Yeah, but isn't that going to be kind of difficult to get to him? Don't you think that's a big process?
I don't know. I mean, I think probably doesn't seem all that difficult. I mean, I just have to give a whole bunch of stuff, give the date, the start time, the end time, event location, event background, who I'm requesting, what for, and what type of event it is. Gosh, you gotta have all kinds of things. How many people are going to be in attendance, about the event, and additional notes. So all kinds of stuff.
Right, that's what I say. That might be a little difficult.
Well, I mean, I'm already about halfway through it. I mean, most of it's pretty self-explanatory, I think.
Okay. We'll see how quick that was. He's got a lot of people working for him, I guess.
I guess he does.
Trying to respond to emails here today. I tell you, I'm all over the place. It's because the fruitcake toss has become so big. You know, I'd love to see Governor DeWine out there throwing a fruitcake.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, how many former governors do we have? We have Governor Kasich. We have Governor Taft. You know, we don't have a whole lot of this going on. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe Tracy Richardson might be able to infiltrate to see if DeWine.
Oh, there you go.
It's going to be over opening. What time? 8?
Yeah, 8. 8-ish.
It's, I think, Rep 86 at she's easily found.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you should invite her as well. She's our represent. You should invite old Jim Jordan. See if he'll come on down and throw a fruitcake.
There's going to be a lot of emails going out.
Yeah, a lot of emails going out today for this thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks. Later. Yeah, you can probably get a hold of Jim Jordan pretty easy, can't you?
I guess. Probably, actually.
These are our people.
Well, I know that somebody I know sent an email to Jim Jordan, and Jim Jordan actually responded, so that's always good, I guess.
Well, I would put off, if I was you, I would put off the governor, because that just sounds complicated. I would get to the easy people first, the people you can get to.
I'm already almost done.
Oh, you're almost done, okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the number of attendees or any of this stuff.
10,000. We'll do like the popcorn fest. We'll just inflate the number. 10,000 people will be here.
I don't think that's how that works.
There'll be so many people you won't be able to see. Be a sea of heads. How can you predict crowd size?
Put a question mark.
Well, you don't know.
However many people show up.
Yeah, huh? Because you don't want to lowball it, and then there's more, because some people, I don't think that's enough people to show up, but then it ends up being more people. You can't know. Like, if the whole fire department shows up, you know, they're nominated, that could be a big thing.
You think DeWine's going to do something else?
DeWine only lives about 45 minutes from here. I think there's a chance that DeWine could show up. Go ahead, caller.
For the crowds, you are anticipating 10,000 people.
Yes, I anticipate 10,000 people.
Anticipating, absolutely.
Yes, you never know.
Later.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, if 10,000 people show up, we're going to need a lot of donuts.
That's right.
If the donuts bring them in, we're going to need a lot of donuts for 10,000 people.
That'd be a nice fruitcake toss right there.
It certainly would be, wouldn't it?
Oh, we'd be tossing for like 6 hours.
And remember, bring your donuts, bring your, apparently it's, what is it, BYOHC, bring your own hot chocolate. Although we did get an offer, somebody offered, a very, very, very nice person, offered to Venmo us some money for the hot chocolate. How nice is that? Somebody offered to Venmo us money for the hot chocolate, because of the proportion of this event. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. How about Colleen Marshall?
Oh, Marshall Cunningham?
No, Colleen Marshall.
Oh, Colleen Marshall. And tell her that she's been nominated?
I says, why couldn't she be nominated?
Well, if you nominate her, I will send the message.
Okay, I'll nominate her. Send her the message.
I will send her the message. It's a done deal.
I think she's kind of a friend of the channel. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if she's free that night, she might come do it.
Well, I think that's right, about during her, but maybe she can take a leave for that one night.
Well, she might be off anyway, because I know she's not working as much as she used to, and it's not sweeps or anything, so she might.
And why can't you get your employer to sponsor the hot chocolate?
Well, we probably can. It's just been in the past, somebody has done this, kind of like with the donuts. And it became organic. And I was not sure if this person's going to do it or not. And that's kind of where it's been.
Oh, and you don't want too much hot chocolate.
No, but I bet, Matt, don't you think that I mean, they donut day, they got the donuts for us. How many, like 4 dozen donuts.
They're good to you.
Yeah, and they got the balloons and helium's not cheap. During the Halloween time, they gave us the balloons. I bet they would give us the hot chocolate, don't you think?
Well, if you don't ask, you don't know.
That's right. So I bet we've slapped their name on that. I bet they'd be all over that, don't you think?
Probably not.
Matt has no faith in them.
I would hope. But anyway, I thought about Colleen. She's been good to us, so.
I will send her the message today.
You're a good person, Scott. I don't care what the rest of the city council thinks about you.
I won't be getting Christmas cards from them. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Well, they might. You never know. I need to know if the person is going. We'll see if I don't know. I invited him in here at noon. See, there's an invite. They probably won't show, but I did invite them.
You did invite them.
I did. And as we go along here, we're having a lot of fun talking about Fruitcake Toss today because we have got, gosh, about 40 people in this. But this is the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, and we're so glad to be joined by him. Pastor Whitaker, how you doing this holiday season?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
We are getting souped up for the Fruitcake Toss. It's this coming Thursday at 7 o'clock, and we have a bigger crowd than ever. We are going to have the Salvation Army out here. We've got the Y-Men donating a Christmas tree, which we're going to give to the homeless shelter that night.
Oh, that's great. You know, Scott, I want to do that. My right shoulder, I'm right-handed. And my shoulder, I'm going in for an MRI on the 21st. It's in pretty bad shape. But I bet you I could still pull out one good swing with it.
Well, I'll tell you, come out Thursday night. It's going to be a night. Let me run down the list for you of people who are nominated for this thing.
All right.
Yeah, here it is. December 11th, 7 p.m. Now, the Industrial Channel is bringing Buckeye Donuts from the famous Buckeye Donut in Columbus free for anybody who attends. So they'll get a free donut. Chip is in this. Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Weslin Davis, Larry Barnett, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine has been nominated, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, the president of the Y-Men, who are bringing the Christmas tree, Miranda McGinnis, former Mayor Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mike Augenstein, members of the fire department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker, who are bringing the peanut butter and jelly truck, Tara Dyer, the Salvation Army bell ringer, Heather Hill, candidate for governor, Allison Russo, Ralph Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin from the homeless shelter, who we will be giving the Christmas tree to after the event, Buckeye Guy, Ben Weber, and yourself, Pastor Steve Whitaker. There's the list so far.
Oh, wonderful. What a group. What a group. Man, I should bring my my checklist for... too bad I'm not an insurance salesman. I'd have a heyday that night, wouldn't I?
Oh, it's going to be a night, and we will have the Claxton fruitcakes. And I'll tell you, if you've never had a donut from Buckeye Donuts, those things are mammoth.
Man, that sounds good, but I'd have to give it to someone else. I've been off sugar now for about 2 weeks, and I plan on staying there. I'm going to fight it through the holidays, but I might be able to. Hey, you know, we're just getting ready here. We've got the, we purchased the old Knights of Pythias Hall in Prospect, the big brick right there in town across from the Lutheran Church. And we've been cleaning and dressing and cleaning and dressing and cleaning and dressing in here for about 4 months. And we're getting ready for our big Christmas giveaway tomorrow. We do, we serve all the families in the Elgin District, anyone that has a need for their children at Christmas time. And, of course, they call into the church, Community Christian Fellowship, and set an appointment time to come in. And, of course, they do need to be in the school district. If we went outside of the school district, we just couldn't do it. My word, we had helpers this year. We have had elves running everywhere. Matter of fact, my oldest elf, Heather, right now, is in here working, putting some stuff out. Some ladies just went home. But it's just going to be a really, really fun time. We'll have, hot chocolate and cider and coffee. And we have people that come as volunteers, help people shop for things for their children. It's just a really, really good time. But looking forward to that. You know, it's just such a wonderful time of year. And Scott, have you ever noticed this? I know if you go back in the show archives and we get anywhere close to Christmas, you'll see that I brought this up before. I find, maybe even last week, who knows. I find that at Christmas time, of course, we know it's the season of giving. And, of course, as a pastor, I want everyone to really understand that the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, came as a child at Christmas. We celebrate his birth, and he gave his life for all of us. But, you know, also, when we get into more of the more, as time went on, the modern things, we think of St. Nicholas, you know, the tale of St. Nicholas. I'm yet to find out, get down to brass tacks about what's true about that story and what isn't. But, you know, he would give gifts, and that's where Santa Claus comes from. But what I do find is that it is a time of the year when people are in more of a giving mood. I know it's stressful because people don't have any money sometimes, but still, there's something about society when we are thinking of giving and getting and doing things for other people, everyone seems to be in a little better spirits. And I notice that every year at this time of year, and I think it's because we are meant to put others before ourselves, and that's one of the things we usually do at Christmas time. And, you know, the greatest gift that we can give people is our love and our caring about them and being there for them, not the toys and things that we buy. But so I guess what I'm saying is, even if you don't have money and don't not able to go out, don't go in debt, don't worry about not make your house payment, you know, you can show love. There's so many ways that you can do that and have that giving heart. And I think I shared last week about, you know, some of the things that are available to do. There's Christmas parades. There's driving around looking at the lights you can do with your kids. Bake some cookies at home. That's a really fun thing. You know, there's a lady here at the church that every year she gives away, she makes cookie batch mixes, and we give those away with Christmas meals. And one lady took one year, and she had to call back to the church to tell us that, you know what, I went home and I baked cookies with my kids for the first time in our lives, and it was the warmest, closest thing we've done in a long, long time. Isn't that wonderful?
It is, and you know what's interesting that you bring this up as we're talking about the fruitcake toss? Really, the only thing that we have done with this over the years, the station, has we take the nominations and we supply the fruitcakes to throw. The Buckeye Donuts, that's coming from somebody who listens and their group, the Industrial Channel. The Christmas tree is a donation that's coming from the Y-Men. We're able to donate that in their name to the homeless shelter for Christmas. The plaques come as a donation from Bob Welsh in Columbus, Ohio, and have from the beginning. Everything that the hot chocolate has always been a donation. We got somebody offering to Venmo us $25 this morning to pay for the hot chocolate. You know, and you don't even have to ask. That's the holiday spirit that people have.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And by the way, do you need me to bring anything?
I think I'll let you know if I do, but I think we're okay right now.
Think you got it covered?
I think so.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I'll tell you something else, is that I'm probably one of that whole list that you mentioned. I'm probably one of the few that love good Claxton fruitcake.
Well, you know, the winner does get a Claxton fruitcake, so that sweetens the pot in and of itself.
How many do you bring?
You know, we usually have about 3 or 4 out here.
Okay. Maybe I'll bring a couple extras so that I can take them home.
There you go. We'll cut them up and we'll share them with the people, and you can take a couple home with you.
You know, when I was a kid, this is going to make you sick. I worked at an Ohio station, gas station, that was next to a food mart. And I'd sneak over on break, and I would buy a Claxton fruitcake and a can of Burners. Now, if that isn't the worst mix you can think of, but as a teenager, man, that just hit the spot.
Ginger ale and fruitcake. Oh, my goodness. Now, I can do the ginger ale, but not the fruitcake.
Well, how about one or the other, but never both of them together?
Never together.
There's quite a bit of a fizz going on after that, and a good sugar high, I'm sure.
I bet so.
Are you all ready for Thanksgiving, Scott? I mean, for Thanksgiving. I hope so. Christmas.
You know, I'm definitely getting closer, and I'm glad because here we are on the 5th, so we still have 20 days to go, so that I've made a pretty good progress. I feel I'm ahead of the game this year.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. You know, for the first time, Shirley and I, Christmas is our time of year. We really decorate in the house and usually have a couple trees, and we usually have them up before now, and we've had things going on, some family things that have been important to attend to with some hospitalizations and whatnot. And we have not got them up yet, but I am up here at the hall putting together a Christmas tree right now. And so we'll get that done. I just love this time of year. We really decorate the church. The ladies have already gone in and got the church all decorated. We have a 12-foot tree in the sanctuary and another 7-footer. And then some little ones throughout the church. My office has 2 small Christmas trees in it. And I just really love it. Then, after, we have the children's program the week before Christmas. But on Christmas Eve, we do a Christmas Eve service at 9 o'clock at night, which is different than you don't have to stay up way late for the midnight ones. And most people that go you can go to a real early one. But the reason we do 9 o'clock is because it's kind of nice. People get all their running and things out of the way. And then we encourage them to bring their kids in their pajamas. And when we end at about 9:30, 9:45, their kids can just go home, fall asleep on the way home, and snuggle in their beds. And it's worked very well for us. It's candlelight service. And it's just a really beautiful time. And, of course, we have a children's program the week before that. And we're doing something a little different this year. We haven't done it in a while. On the 28th of December, we're going to have a baptism service at the church. Of course, that'll be inside. all of our services so far this year have been in Fulton Creek, and which is just a wonderful way. We have a outside service and a baptism in the creek, kind of that old-fashioned way of doing things. But we're going to have a baptism a couple days before New Year's, and that'll be kind of fun. But, oh, what fun this can be. Hey, another thing, I hate to keep going on like this, another thing that we're going to do on this, is that there's on the 16th when we do the caroling? On the 16th in the evening, we're going to be Christmas caroling all through Prospect, and we're going to have several decorated trucks pulling little short, small trailers with kids on them. And adults walking, and that should be just a wonderful time. You know, not a lot of people Christmas carol anymore.
They don't, and that's sad. That's sad.
It really is. That was a huge part of growing up, what we did. I remember our youth group at church would always go caroling, and people just came to their doors and enjoyed it. I will say this, that they still do. People still do come to their doors, and, you know, we've also gone into the nursing homes from time to time. I know there's groups that go in, and it just brings back that warm feeling of what Christmas should be.
I think you're exactly right, and you know, it's interesting you talk about decorations. Here in the studio, I'm looking right now. Now, we have one full Christmas tree, then we have one that's probably a half Christmas tree, and then we have one, two, three, four other Christmas trees. So just here in the studio, it's amazing. We have six Christmas trees.
That's great.
Yep. We are all decorated.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. We just bought a big, it was really neat. We really don't have a place to put a large nativity scene at the church. But have you seen these big cloth, almost like banners that people are putting to cover their garage door?
Oh, yes, I have seen those.
Well, we got one of a nativity scene, and sometime in the next couple of days, we're going to put it on the wall across the front of the church.
Oh.
And it's just huge, and so much more simple than, you know, going the other way. I know last weekend at a dairy on Fulton Creek, they had their, told you about that last time, that they were going to do that. They had a little live nativity there, and Santa Claus came, and just a wonderful time. What a fun time of year. You can tell that I'm excited about it, I think.
Well, it's great. And, you know, I think back to the caroling, and that is one thing. You know, at our Christmas party we do every year, which we're doing on the 18th this year at 7 o'clock, actually, one of the reasons we have sheet music and we do without any musical accompaniment, we all sing Christmas carols for an hour of that, is kind of our version of caroling. That's where that came from. The first year we did it, I think we did have a pianist, I think, the first couple years, and then something happened that the pianist couldn't be there. So I thought, well, let's try it without any accompaniment. We sang those songs, and people liked that. None of us are professional singers, obviously, so it doesn't sound the best, but that's what caroling is, and it's just people getting together. We all know these songs, and it's become a tradition that we've done now. This will be our 12th Christmas here.
That's wonderful. You know, and of course, when we went caroling, there was never any music accompaniment.
No.
It won't be this time.
No.
I think we're after 11.
It's 49 minutes, 11:49.
Okay. I thought my watch is wrong, obviously. So we got about 10 minutes, don't we?
We got about 10 minutes.
Great. How's everybody doing? Well?
Everybody's doing well. I think, you know, people are in the Christmas spirit. And you know another part of the holiday, which is very nice, that people do, and I think this is a very nice giving thing, is they decorate their homes, as you were talking about, on the outside. And last night, I went to the Community Foundation Christmas party, and on the way home, there is a house on the boulevard, Vernon Heights Boulevard. If you are going east to south, it's as soon as you get on the boulevard, on your right, there's a house that's all decorated, but they have a live Christmas tree on their second floor balcony that's outside, and it's all lit up with lights.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. You know, when we were kids, not everyone decorated a lot, but Mom and Dad would always take us to Upper Arlington, and some of the lights were just really amazing. We went to Alum Creek this year. That's a pretty neat drive through. Delaware's got one, but man, Delaware's charging $30 a car to go through. That's crazy. I don't remember. I was asking you last time how much the fairgrounds is in Marion. Did you find out?
You know, I definitely think it's still under $20. I don't think they've went over that.
That's great. It's fun. You know, get some. See, that's another thing we can do with our kids. I think this year, you know, I always interview the parents that come in to buy gifts, but shop for gifts at the church. And I talk to them about how they're like, how things are going and whatnot. And I think this year I'm going to focus more on how's your relationship with your kids and how are your kids doing and what can you do this year to make them have a better year. Because, you know, so many times our kids just really get pushed down to the second or third level of our lives. Anyone that has ever gone through a childhood that has gone through struggles in childhood knows that pain of being a child that is in a rough situation. And we have a lot of that today. And, you know, that's why we do what we do here at the church. We do hats and gloves and coats and, you know, shoes and all those things with things because, you know, we want people to just, we want kids to, not everyone can afford to have a good Christmas. I know years ago, we started this about 15 years ago, and 15 years ago when we first started it, a lady came in and we helped her shop and took stuff out to her car, and she came back in and she was crying and she said, "You will never believe what this means to me," she said. She was working at Showa in Sunbury, and they just had a shutdown layoff. And she said, "I'm either going to have to pay my rent this month or have Christmas for my kids, and I can't afford to get a month behind in my rent, and I was going to pay my rent, and I saw what you guys were doing," and they came. And, you know, that makes all the difference in the world when you know that you can ease that burden for somebody.
Well, it does, because Christmas, unfortunately, the commercialization does bring out financial problems for people, and if you can help anybody with that burden, it is such a tremendous thing. I was talking with Dana Martin at the homeless shelter this morning, and she was talking about how their beds are full, and they normally are, and at Christmas, they do have families there, and I think people forget that there are kids there. There are mom and dad there at the homeless shelter together, so it's a situation.
Absolutely, it really is, and it's a sad situation, but it's out there, and it really does happen, and, you know, if we could, I think we commercialize it way too much. I remember one year my grandson got Christmas presents, and, you know, I mean, they were wise about it, and their family bought some things for them, but, they weren't out there getting Xbox 360s and all this craziness, and he was all excited about his presents, and he went to school, and all the kids were telling each other what they got, and the kids started making fun of him because he didn't get much for Christmas, and it came home, and it ruined that, everything about that for him, and how sad that is.
Well, it is. And you know, I know people who when you talk about gifts, and if you say, well, we're not going to do a gift exchange or we're just going to get together and have a good time, there are people who don't like that because Christmas to them is about presents. And I understand that that's become a part of their tradition, so I get that. But the fact that you can't do it without presents, I find that unfortunate.
Yeah, well, my kids had decided several years ago that their gift to each other would be, and it's actually coming up here in a few days, but they all go out together to dinner together. And then they go back and they play cards or do whatever they're going to do, games. But that's their present to each other, is they and their spouses go out. And I think that's a wonderful tradition. And now the grandkids are starting about maybe going to do the same thing as they become adults. And that's a nice way, too.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, because if you look back at the Christmases throughout the years, you don't remember specific items you got usually, but you do remember people who maybe are no longer here, or times you got together, or things of that nature that had nothing to do with gifts. They just had to do with it being Christmas and you being, like last week you mentioned the story about the year that the church didn't have heat, and that became something now that people remember. And I think most people have those memories that way.
I think so. And aren't they wonderful, Scott?
They are, and, you know, I don't know why I remember this. It has nothing to do with gifts, but years ago, there was a part of my family, it extended part, you know, it wasn't very close relatives, but they decided on Christmas Eve they were going to rent out the firehouse in, I believe it was LaRue, I think they rented out the firehouse, but they rented out the firehouse, and they wanted to invite everybody over for Christmas Eve. And we all decided to go. And that, for me, was one of the greatest, most fun Christmas Eves that I can remember.
I always enjoyed spending it with my mother after my dad was gone. When I became an adult, we'd take the kids over, and it was a special time for my mom. And I remember one year there was a really bad storm, and my cousin called me from Gold Circle, of all places, and said, "Hey, can you pick me up? My wife's car broke down," or something to that effect. And he had me take him home, and it was like an hour away, and it was just really, the roads were horrible. It was snowing and blowing, and I didn't know where I was at. This was way out in the country, places I'd never been. And I no sooner got to his house, and they didn't even offer me a warm cup of coffee. He said, "All right, I got stuff to do with the kids. I'll see you later," and he shut the door. I think I didn't get home till after midnight, and everyone was asleep. That's one Christmas Eve I'd like to forget.
Well, you know what's funny about that is a couple years ago when we had that terrible, terrible storm and the temperatures went below zero, I think the day before Christmas Eve, I will never forget, I was having a get-together at my house on Christmas Eve, which I normally do, but because of the snow and the ice, a lot of people couldn't come who lived a good distance away, and we were actually having shredded chicken sandwiches, which is normally what we have, and some chips and things like that, and people did show up who lived closer, because it was Christmas Eve, and we always do that, but the person who normally brought the chicken could not come because they lived too far away and the roads were not good and they were a little older. And so we didn't have the chicken. So we decided, I had nothing to offer these people for food except some potato chips and some buns because I didn't have any food in the house for Christmas Eve because it's just busy time of year. And we tried to call a pizza place and they were all closed because of the weather. And we finally ended up in sub-zero temperatures with snow all over the ground, driving over to McDonald's and getting everybody quarter pounders for Christmas Eve.
Thank God for McDonald's, right?
They were open. They were there. They were ready.
Hey, I want to tell you something. I do have a Christmas present for anyone and everyone that is listening. If you would request one from me, I will be more than happy to make sure that you get a Bible for Christmas.
Hey, that's a good one.
And if anybody would like one, all they have to do is contact me. Either go on the pastor spot on Facebook and leave me a message, or contact me at Community Christian Fellowship. I am at 740-494-2222. And leave me a message, and I will be glad to get you a Bible.
Sound,
I think we're about there, Scott.
That's it. That takes us up to the top of the hour. I'll see you Thursday night, Pastor, at 7 o'clock at the Fruitcake Toss.
You're going to be right there at the studio?
Right here at the studio. Out back. We'll be out
all
back.
All right. We'll see you, buddy. God bless you.
See you. Bye-bye. Pastor Steve Whitaker and the Pastor Spot. We've got a whole nother hour to go. Don't you dare go anywhere. The Fruitcake Toss, December 11th, 7 p.m.
For holiday fun. For Mr. Jingling and the entire WWGH staff and crew,